All right, Shabbos said, good morning. Let's begin. So we are picking up page Chaf Ches in the first chapter. So remember again, the Piagetzna was discussing the idea ultimately. This chapter is the discussion, the Kriya Elayelet. Right? This chapter ultimately is the calling out to the student and the discussion with the student ultimately about his greatness. So Va'alzos Banu, I'm on page Chaf Ches. We started the first paragraph there, the first complete paragraph. V'al zos banu elecha ben yakir. Zos rotzim anu la'asos mimcha. So he says, this is what we've come to tell you, precious child. And this is what we want to make of you. We want to make of you something great. Remember again that Piagetzna said that we, the students, we often think we're just ordinary. We think we're just regular. We don't realize what happens ultimately when we learn Torah, when we daven, the cosmic stir that it creates. Okay, so we read this. Skip to the next paragraph. Ben Yakir, precious child. So listen to this. So he says, precious child, my student, hine ata na'ar rach vatov. So maybe you'll be scared and you'll say to yourself, you know what? I'm just a kid. Now remember, again, I'll say the profundity of this is that although ostensibly this is written for the student, for the children, but the truth is we say this to ourselves all of the time. I'm just a kid. Ohev l'shovev ma'at. Ohev l'sachek im hana'arim. So you know, what am I? I'm a kid. I like to spatzir around. I like to play with my friends. V'hinei banu elecha la'soscha b'pam achos li'ish zokin yoshev v'domei. And here again, so the kid says to himself, and now the Piagetzna shows up at my doorstep, and he wants to make me into an old man who sits and learns all day. He says, and again, take away my childhood. So understand what's happening over here. So the Piagetzna says to the student, I know what you're thinking. Page Chafchas. First complete. The second paragraph, Ben Yakir. So remember, again, so the Piagetzna says, I know what you're thinking to yourself. Here, I'm coming along, I'm giving you all this instruction, telling you all these incredible things about how special you are, about how wonderful you are, and what happens. So you think, ultimately, what it means is you can no longer be a kid. You can no longer be a kid. There's no more playing, there's no more fun, it's just sitting and learning. And I will say, take this to kind of apply this to ourselves. Sometimes when we think about or we speak about spiritual diligence, spiritual vigilance, growth, so we think to ourselves, come on, I'm just a regular guy. I'll certainly learn, and certainly I'm happy to do mitzvahs, I'm happy to keep mitzvahs, but at the end of the day, I am just a regular person. And because I'm just a regular person, so how much could you really expect of me? I could do a little bit more, but I'm not going to be that guy who, when he learns the malachim are stirring about, or when he learns the universe is up in arms, or when he learns HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits before me like a father before a son. That's not me. I'm just a regular person. I like to have fun, I like to go to the game, I like to relax, I like to this, I like to that, all the different things. So, and again, and the truth is, I'm not really interested in necessarily giving those things up. So, it's nice that you tell me about all of this greatness, this personal greatness that I possess, but at the end of the day, I don't think Piagetzna is really talking to me. I think you might have mistaken me with someone else, right? I'm just a regular person. This is beautiful, but why don't you save this for the great people. So the Piagetzna goes on, he says, Aval ta'isa gam ta'isa. But the Piagetzna says, you're incredibly mistaken. You're incredibly mistaken. Na'ar kishno secha tishar. And the Rebbe says, this is so beautiful. The Piagetzna writes, Stay a kid. Remain a child. Piagetzna says, this, I'm not trying to make the child into an adult. You can remain a child. Im chaveirecha chaveirim tov. That doesn't apply to us. We can't remain children. But the children can remain children. Im chaveirecha chaveirim tovim ke'erkecha tischaber aftesachik. Make good friends. And play with those friends. Right? Play with those friends. Be a kid. Ve'im kolze. L'matara asher ha'emadnu l'chamerosh tagia. And with all of this, you're still going to reach the level that we just spoke about before. Im rakteida, this is so profound. Eich l'sachek ve'eich l'shovev. I will say, this is very profound. Says the Piagetzna, You could play, you could enjoy, you could have fun. But do you know what life is about? Life is about knowing how to play and how to have fun. How does a Jew play? Right? How does a Jew engage in recreation? How does a Jew relax? And I will say, again, to be clear, the Piaget, and this is the beauty of this. Here the Piaget just said, I will say, it's an incredible Yisod in parenting also. Sometimes you have to let the kid be a kid. Sometimes there's parental strife because parents want children to really be more mature than they actually have the capacity to be at a particularly given age. So you have to let the kid be a kid. And says the Piaget, by the way, you have to let the adult be an adult. Adults also need time to play. Adults also need time to relax. So says the Piaget, my goal is not to remove that from you. My goal is not to take that away from you. My goal is just simply to encourage you that even when you play and even when you relax, do it in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'imrak tam in v'teida, sh'Hashem Yisbarach malchus ha'makom ha'shala. If only you believe and you understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls everything. V'es ha'kol, af es ha'mischak shelchem, hu Yisbarach ro'ah. And if you believe that everything in your life, including the games that you're playing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees, ukimo shemuchrach ha'ish la'asos es sarche ha'gufo, le'achol v'lishtos, v'chadom v'nei shekein baro Hashem, gam kin kasher lachem na'arim, l'sapek milisachek mipnei ha'yaldus asher v'chem. So just like says the Piaget, that we understand, that a person has to eat, a person has to drink, because that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us physically. For the child, he also has to play. For the adult also, he has to have fun, he has to be able to blow off some steam. Gaval gam ba'achila v'gam ha'mischak, yiskor ha'ish asher Hashem hu Adon ha'olam. But Eve, just like when you eat and when you drink, you recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls everything. And I recognize that how? Ultimately, again, through a bracha. See, even when I play, and even when I relax, I have to remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ruler of the world. Hu bara'o, hu manhigo, hu mashkiach alav hakol shalo, v'gam anachnu shalo. Everything belongs to Him. We belong to Him. So we'll say, so again, I just think that this is an incredibly profound idea. What the Piaget is teaching us is, we'll say, is this yisod, that there is a way to actualize your inner greatness. And there is a way to find the true beauty that you possess. And it doesn't require you to become someone different than who you are. What do I mean by that? She will say, sometimes we think that in order to become spiritually great, I have the person who I am doesn't have that capacity. This personality, this is not the personality of greatness. This is the personality of ordinary. So if I want to become great, I have to fundamentally like upend my life and upend my personality. Because that's just, it's not true. It's not true. You could be who you are. Kid, right? You could be who you are. You could be a kid. You could play. Adult. You could be who you are. Because then again, not all of us have the capacity to, even though it's like leaving aside that we work and therefore don't have time to learn all day. Even the time that we have to learn, we still can't learn all of that time, many of us. That's okay, says the Piagetsna. I'm not asking you to be something superhuman. And in order to find your inner greatness doesn't require you to become superhuman. It requires certain things that we'll discuss. It requires already, he's touching on it, requires God awareness. That already about say is a staple. That's the Shulchan Aruch says, Shevisi Hashem Negdi Summon. The Balatanya says, Shevisi Hashem Negdi Summon, meaning ultimately, the first step in spiritual success is God awareness. It's a recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere. HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls everything. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to be a fixture in every single aspect of our lives. That's you have to have. That I have to have in order to be successful. But if I'm a kid, I don't have to give up playing with my friends. And if I'm an adult, I don't have to give up recreational activities. There's a way, Rabbi Osai, to go ahead and find your inner greatness. You'll excuse me for using this term, but, and still be normal. So I never like it when people use the word normal. Why? Because what does normal refer to? Right? Me, I'm normal, right? It's me, I'm like the baseline for normal, right? So everyone else who is different than me is on some spectrum of abnormality, right? I'm the normal person, like I'm the baseline for humanity's normalcy, right? So I never like to use that term, but again, I'll use it for now, just in the most basic way, where the Piaget explains that most people can't be fully immersed in spirituality the whole day. And often we think that to truly go ahead and exercise your inner greatness, you have to adopt that lifestyle. Says the Piagetzna, not true. You can be regular, you can be normal, you can be the kid who wants to play, you can be the adult who likes recreation, and yet still find ways to actualize your inner greatness. Go ahead. Still have to continue. Last paragraph, page Chavchas. Matara Gidola Zulanu. This is amazing. He says, Lo lichpos oscha shetelich b'derech Hashem ba'karcha. The goal over here is not to force anyone to follow in the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rak shegam ba'atzmecha tirtze laleches bo. So we'll say, remember again, in this part of the sefer, I guess I would call this, the Piagetzna calls it Kriya Ela Talmud, calling out to the student. What it really is what? It's the pitch. Right? It's the Piagetzna's pitch, telling us what we're going to get from this sefer. So he says, I'm going to tell you how to discover your inner greatness while still remaining the person you are, while being normal. But he says the other piece is, the goal is to follow in the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu because you want to. Rakam ba'atzmecha tirtze laleches bo. To do it because you want to, not because you have to. Kilobas yosecha tobos levad anu mistapkin bo. This is so profound. Furthermore, again, he explains, to be a successful Jew is not just measured in behaviors. It's not just your behaviors that we want. Rak shegam ata ba'atzmecha tihye tov anurotzim kifi shamarnu lecha. Says the Piagetzna, will say something amazing. The goal is not just to do good deeds. The goal is to become a comprehensively good person. Rak shegam ata ba'atzmecha tihye tov. I will say the goal, says the Piagetzna, is self-refinement, is to become good. Not, see, I will say, we all know this. You can do good and not be good. We know this because at different points in life, this is us. I might not really be good. In other words, I'm not necessarily living the right way or doing the right things. I can still do good actions. Says the Piagetzna, that's certainly a level, but our goal is something more profound. Our goal is not just good actions. Our goal is to try to find the good within the person, to make the person good. And therefore the goal is to purge anything that's not good from inside the individual. Muchrachim, if that's going to happen, Muchrachim anu likanis lemochcha velibcha. So the Piagetzna said that's going to happen. You're going to have to let me get into your heart, get into your soul. Liyasher b'cha peich chavtes. Liyasher b'cha kol machshava v'ratzon shebcha la'alosam. And to understand all of your thoughts, all of your wills, all of your desires, and try to uplift them. V'chivan shiyodim anu sha'otcha mefakfek bidvareinu eila. V'shor ata bekir b'cha leimor. Eich efshar shemimeni. Right? So, and Piagetzna says, and I know I haven't convinced you. I know I haven't convinced you. What does that mean? I know that I haven't convinced you that you can actually find your inner greatness. And that you're still thinking to yourself, come on, Piagetzna, don't get me wrong. I love showing up at 5:45 and learning your Torah. It's fantastic. I just don't know that you're actually talking to me. I just don't, I'm the regular guy. I'm not sure that it's me. V'lo od. Furthermore, again, I'm just a kid. And you're telling me that I'm going to find all of this incredible greatness that you're describing? So look what the Rebbe says. You know, Rebbe, I just want to tell you, I want to come clean. I just want to let you know. My father was ordinary. My grandfather was ordinary. My great-grandfather was ordinary, right? We have ordinary kite runs in our genes, right? We're kind of just like an ordinary, but good people. But the truth is, we're kind of just an ordinary bunch of people. V'gamani ba'atzmi nar poshetineni. It says, Piagetzna, me, I'm just like a poshet guy. I'm doing my best to keep my head above water. That's to be honest. Meaning, even mediocrity, to be honest, is a struggle on some days. I am just a regular person. So says the Rebbe. So I say to the Piagetzna, I love you. This is fantastic. And I was like, by the way, I just want to say we have to really stop. But I just want to say you understand like what a privilege it is to have a chavrusa with the Piagetzna every single morning. What a profound privilege it is. The Piagetzna was one of the holiest neshamas of the last generation. And the fact that we get to come here every single morning and learn his Torah with him, his neshama comes here. When you learn the Torah of a tzaddik, the neshama comes. The Piagetsna's neshama comes to us every single morning. And we listen to these words, and the Piagetsna is telling us how great we are, how fantastic we are, how much potential we are. And yet we say to ourselves, yes, Rebbe, I love it. It's fantastic. But deep down, what are we saying? Not me, not me, not me, not me. I come from a long line of mediocrity. And therefore, again, we can be mediocre, and we can be good mediocre, solid mediocre. Right? People say, like, stark mediocre. You know, there's like, it's like, and there is such a thing as stark mediocrity. I'm a good guy. I'm gonna do fine. But don't tell me that I have the capacity to be great, because I just don't think that flows in my veins. So look at the Rebbe says, with this, we'll stop. L'chein ga machshava akuma zu. Aser lanu lihish lahashir bekirbacha, says the Rebbe. This machshava akuma. We'll say, what's a machshava akuma? A crooked thought. This crooked thought we're going to get out of your mind, says the Piagetsna. The thought that you could only be mediocre because you hail from generations of mediocrity. This machshava akuma, we're going to get out of your head. All right, so we'll have to stop over here. We'll pick up in Mirat Shem Peshchav test tomorrow.